You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Punt Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
Messi.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One in 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Right, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. They're odds against. Love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes, listen on Audio Boom, or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Welcome along to The Punt, the midweek edition. My name is Lee Phelps. Seldom do I get the opportunity to sit in the studio and do this anymore, but I'm delighted to say that I'm sharing my return with Alex Dunn.
I'm glad you're here, Lee.
Why?
Because otherwise it'd just be me. Nobody wants to hear that.
We've got some Champions League football to look through. Europa League as well. Looking at the British clubs in action. Some cracking games as well. Before we get into it, let's recap on the big news from the weekend. Newcastle won a game.
Yay.
In the Premier League. Wow. A convincing 1-0 win. And you've lifted yourselves up to 17th position. This is ahead of the Monday night game, though. I must stress that.
Yes.
Well done. Top of the table, 6 points between first and fifth, Man City and Arsenal. Man City, just they're brilliant, aren't they? Just don't start. Liverpool are putting all the pressure on them and Chelsea, and they're just like, yeah, we'll keep taking the pressure.
Well, I mean, that game wasn't televised yesterday. I've seen the highlights, and it looked like Man City were just playing against a bunch of kids, basically. I mean, Southampton aren't great, and defensively they're really not great, but it looked a bit embarrassing, to be honest. And I think the second half, just all tempo went from the game, because City went, right, fine. We've played a lot of games recently. We've got more to come.
We'll chill out.
No, they're looking very good. Liverpool-Arsenal was a really good watch. Or Arsenal-Liverpool, I should say. I think Liverpool will be disappointed not to have seen it out, though, because they were just beginning to look pretty comfortable in the game, I'd say. But fair play to Arsenal. They've got a bit more fight about them this year, to be honest. They actually look like they're playing for the manager for a change, which is nice.
The ironic thing is that even if they play really well this season, they still may well miss out on the top four.
Quite possibly.
Because they're only a point behind Tottenham. It's 29 points Man City, 27 Chelsea and Liverpool. Chelsea ahead of Liverpool by 3 goals on the goal difference. Tottenham 24 points, Arsenal 23. Then Bournemouth still hanging in there on 20 points with Man United on 20 as well. A City justified as 1-3 favourites for the title. Liverpool 4-1, Chelsea 10-1. Seems a big disparity in those odds.
Yeah, it does.
I'd have to take Liverpool at the moment if someone forced me to have a bet on it.
I can't
see Liverpool.
The difference is that now Liverpool don't drop points at home. In the past, they'd draw 0-0 at home to West Brom or something, and then that'd be their downfall. But they're looking pretty good. No, I agree. 4-1 is big on Liverpool, but Man City are the right favourites, and they should be odds on as well. To be fair, and Chelsea, I've been impressed by under Sarri, and you've got to factor in that Eden Hazard's now missed the last two games. Obviously, he came off the bench and made a bit of a difference against Palace on Sunday. But now Man City will win the league, though. They will. Liverpool will push them close. And 4-1's worth a bet just because it will get shorter, I think. But no, City are looking pretty special.
Yeah, they're a very, very good side, aren't they? Check out all the outrights. You've got the title, you've got top goal scorer, relegation, top four finish, stay up, finish bottom, top half finish. Let's have a look at the Champions League, shall we? We'll start with whatever you want to call them versus Liverpool. Crvena Zvezda, Red Star Belgrade.
That's Crvena
Zvezda. Let's call them Red Star, shall we? The prices, first of all, on this first match that we'll look at. 12-1 Red Star Belgrade. The draw 6-1. Liverpool 1-5. That's a mightily short price for Liverpool on the road. And if I was Derek McGovern, I'd be saying in a game that they don't necessarily have to win. it's well short. I mean, they're top of the group by a point from Napoli. They've obviously got games to come at home. They've actually got two away games now. They've got this this game and then the away against PSG on the 28th, and they finish off with Napoli at home. I'm saying it's a game they don't have to win. Maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe they do have to. Well, they don't have to win it, but maybe just to give themselves a little bit of a comfort blanket there.
I was going to say, they fail to win and they put a lot of pressure on themselves.
Yeah. But 1-5, though. Mm. Oof, dear me. They're not a bad home side, are they? You know, obviously domestically they do well. Drew 0-0 with Napoli at home, Red Star.
They are phenomenal at home, and this is not a good bet, Liverpool at fives on, I'm afraid. If you getting in your hackers, I'm not saying it can't win, they should, but it's not a good price at all. So you're kind of already going on the... At the same time, do I think Liverpool will win? Yeah, I probably think they do, but... Red Star, as you said, very, very strong at home, and at home in the Champions League this season, they've already drawn with Napoli, who in turn beat Liverpool. So it won't be easy. It'll be one heck of an atmosphere. And also the team that Liverpool put out is going to be interesting, because you'd expect them to rotate and to rest a few here and to give a bit of game time to the likes of Moreno. And, well, I was going to mention some midfielders there, probably Lallana, but a lot of midfielders are injured. Mm-hmm. Shaqiri won't be travelling there for fears over... political issues, shall we say. So all of a sudden you're thinking, well, they may be forced to play quite a strong team here. I still can't back them at fives on. But a bit of value may lie in unders on the goals. Under 2.5 is 13-8. Under 3.5 is 8-13. Merely because I can't see Red Star scoring... Well, I think the most that they score is one. Right. Absolute most.
Interesting.
And I don't think Liverpool will score more than... 3. Mm. So you're looking at... I think 2-0 is the most likely outcome here, to be honest.
Right.
Liverpool on under 2.5 goals, by the way, is 11-4, which is a big old price when you factor in the fives on to win. I don't think we're going to see a big scoreline here. That said, I thought similarly a couple of years ago when Liverpool played Maribor in the Champions League and they went and absolutely annihilated them. Maribor, a sort of similar level side, I'd say, to Red Star Belgrade. But I'm not entirely convinced that Liverpool should be as short as they are. I think they will win, but maybe not by as many as we're predicting.
I think that 6-1 on the draw is an absolutely... When do you see the draw at 6-1? Why is it 6-1 when they've drawn with... They drew with Napoli at home, they drew with Salzburg... You know, they drew their other previous game in the Champions League against Spartak Trnava. Admittedly, you know, obviously Liverpool are better than those two teams I mentioned there. Maybe not Napoli, but it seems a big old price, that.
It does. They're a huge price.
There's some interest. It's just an odd game.
Yeah. What I would say is cards could be a player. Mm. I think it could be quite feisty. And your friend and mine, Matt Kirby, out in the office, he loves his stats.
Kerbs.
Curbs to his friends, of which he has, I think we're it. No, he mentioned that cards...
If he's listening to this now, he'll be chuckling away.
Cards could be a play, particularly with this ref, early cards as well. So that could be something to factor in if you are looking at bookings points. I think bookings could be a way to go in the Champions League throughout this week, by the way, because there are some big games that really matter to both sides. Fourth game week really matters. The sixth one maybe doesn't. But fourth game week, everyone's bedded in. They know what's what. I'd be going overs on cards in every single game. Maybe have a...
Wow.
Well, last week I had an over 3.5 card, or over 2.5, depending on the prices.
How many teams?
No, all 8 games on Wednesday night.
I thought you were going to say 15.
No. Over 2.5 or 3.5, depending on the game, 7 folds. So you're allowed one to let you down.
Right.
And none of them let me down in the end. They all landed,
really?
Either over 2.5 or over 3.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you had a winning bet?
I did have a winning bet, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Tiny stakes, but that's the way it goes.
That's right.
But that's the kind of thing. Overs on cards throughout could be a good play this week, but particularly in this game.
Okay. If you're looking, because of that draw price, if you're looking at the handicaps and you think that, you know, Red Star might get something out of it, plus one is 100-30 and plus two Red Star is 23-20 as well. But Liverpool... just find some value in a Liverpool win is your advice there, and you're looking at...
I'm looking at a low-scoring Liverpool win.
Liverpool and under 2.5 is the best one to look at there. Right, next up on the Tuesday night, we have got Tottenham Hotspur versus PSV. Interesting game, this one. Let's have a look at the betting before we delve into it. Tottenham are 38-100, my favourite price. 17-4 the draw, and 13-2 the price for PSV. 4-10 2-5, I think most of us would call that. 38-100. Tottenham are a funny side this year, aren't they? You think to yourself, oh, I don't think Tottenham are doing very well. And then you watch them and you think, nah, they're a very good side. I mean, all right, they only just squeaked past Wolves, and they conceded against West Ham in the League Cup the game before that. They lost to City, drew with PSV at their place. They're not very consistent, but they're still getting the job done, aren't they? What do you make of this? At home, they should win this. PSV have got a decent away record in terms of domestic football, but got spanked 4-0 by Barcelona in the previous game. Went to Bate Borisov and won 3-2, but do concede goals, as they demonstrated in both those previous games. Tottenham should get a couple here.
Yeah, it's not looking great for Spurs, to be honest. They're bottom of the group with just 1 point. Mm. They've got to try and catch Inter. Now, Inter have got to play Barca. So it could be that at the end of this spell of games that Barca have 12 points, Inter have 6, Tottenham have 4, PSV have 1. Spurs then have to play Inter again, and then they have to go to the Nou Camp. Mm. So it's not looking rosy. No, and if I was Tottenham, to be honest, I'd rather finish bottom of this group than third.
So you don't go into Europa League?
Yeah, because then they've actually got a chance of winning domestically.
True, yeah.
No, I think they're a good side. Against Wolves, they looked really, really good for a lot of the game, and then just decided to implode a little bit. Not fully self-implode, just a minor implosion towards the end of that game.
A bit like a spluttering firework.
A little bit,
so
yeah.
You've lit it, you think this is going to be amazing, and boom.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know those fireworks that kind of, some of them, they go up and you're like, oh, this is going to be good. And you're like,
hey, this doesn't quite
was that it?
Yeah.
If Spurs were a firework.
Yeah, you're right.
Get in touch. If your football team was a firework, what would it be? There'd be some good ones for that.
Catherine Wheel.
Yeah, I think West Ham would just be a Catherine Wheel, wouldn't it? Just sort of... Poof, poof, poof. Sort of a little bit of excitement, but then ultimately disappointment comes to an end.
Newcastle would be just a sparkler.
Oh, at best.
At best, yeah.
Whatever's cheap, Ashley.
No, there'd be a sparkler that doesn't light.
Yeah, it'd be something from Poundland that doesn't quite work. But they're going to get someone really good in charge of the firework.
I bought the Poundland sparklers.
Oh,
it took me about 5 minutes to light one.
Nice. Mm,
so there you go.
There you go. And if you're listening, Poundland, no. Anyway, where were we? We were talking
about Tottenham. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll win this. At whatever silly price they are. They will win this, but they should have won in Holland, and a late red card scuppered that. I think they will win here. I think there'll be loads of goals as well. Spurs and over 2.5 is 8-11. That's very appealing.
What about Spurs and both teams to score?
It's okay. What price is that?
7-5.
I'd rather take 8-11 Spurs and over 2.5 just for safety.
Mm. Okay.
And again, cards. This ref has refereed his last 3 games in Europe, 12 cards in those games. So that's an average of 4, if you can do maths. And I think we could see a fair few cards in this one as well, because both teams have to win. Whichever team doesn't win here is pretty much out of the Champions League. And a draw won't do either. So goals, definitely a play, because if it's 1-1, they'll be both pushing for a winner. But I think Spurs will get it. Spurs and over 2.5, 8-11.
Very good. Let's go to some great games on Tuesday, by the way, away from the English teams. Atletico Madrid versus Dortmund, Napoli versus PSG, Inter Milan versus Barcelona. Check out all the prices on williamhill.com or on the app. If you're putting together a treble or bigger, then make sure you're logged in and you'll get your bet boost to make it a little more appealing.
Look at Dortmund, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got the price there?
7-2.
That's ridiculous.
Really?
Well, they won 4-0 a couple of weeks ago against Atleti. Atleti are very good at home.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
But Dortmund shouldn't be that big. They've got a 100% record so far in the Champions League and are yet to concede a goal.
I think because of the nature of some of these games, there are some attractive prices around. Mm. Obviously, you've got to pick them out. But, some interesting games. Let's go to Wednesday then and look at the two Manchester clubs. Let's start off with Juve versus Manchester United, first of all. The price is first, 8-13, the Italians. The draw, 29-10. Man United are 24-5. Of course, the previous game between these two sides saw Juventus win by a single goal to nil at Old Trafford. Dybala getting the goal. It's not going to be any easier, obviously, going to Juve. They beat Young Boys 3-0. In their previous home game, so you know they're full of confidence. They're obviously in decent form in Serie A as well. They did have that draw a couple of weeks ago against Genoa at home, but apart from that game, if you include the Young Boys win at home in the Champions League, they've scored three goals against Napoli in the league, Young Boys in the Champions League, and then Cagliari in the last home game. And Man U, you're not really sure what you're going to get from one game to the next, are you? I can't. Can you see them getting anything at Juve?
Yeah, I can actually. Can you? Well,
I thought 8-13 looks. The fact that they beat Man United at home at Old Trafford,
yeah.
8-13 looks a good price when there are some really short prices around this week.
That is an issue for me because I backed Man U on that occasion and was really disappointed at that. It was a real wet lettuce, damp squib. Right, take a word and stick something damp in front of it. There you are, that's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, it was a little disappointing, shall we say, from Manchester United. I thought they'd give that a real good go, and they were pretty poor, to be honest with you. At the minute, they just have this incredible habit, Manchester United, of starting so slowly and then only starting to play once they fall behind. We saw them go 2-0 down against Newcastle, come back to win 3-2. They went 1 down against Chelsea, came back to lead 2-1, and in the end, yes, they threw it away late. Against Bournemouth as well at the weekend, they went behind, came back to win. Now, I'm not saying that they can do that against Juventus, but it's certainly something to bear in mind for the next time they're in league action, of course, which is against Man City at the weekend, which is something that you do have to factor into these games. Yes, their focus will be on this, and yes, they do have a big enough squad to rotate, but just something to have in the back of your mind. I've only got one bet written down for this game, and it's Man U plus one at 23-20. So I was very much taking you on there. It is a difficult game to call. I think it could be quite niggly, but I just, with Man U at the minute, other than them normally falling behind and sometimes battling back, I'm a bit with you in that I don't know what to make of them. They have recently ditched Lukaku and replaced him with a bit of pace. Anthony Martial has been in fantastic form.
He's scoring goals for fun, isn't he?
But
In fact, that Juventus game is the only game that he hasn't scored in the last, I think, in the last five.
Ultimately, they would take a draw here, Manchester United. They'd snap your hand off for it. Juve, 9 points from a possible nine so far. And Valencia take on Young Boys, and they will, well, whoever again fails to win that is pretty much out. So a draw would be fine for Man U. I think they'll play for one. I think they may get one. Man U plus a goal, 23-20, is not a confident choice, but it's a game I really didn't know where to go with.
Manchester City take on Shakhtar Donetsk in their own stadium. 1-10 City, the draw 9-1, Shakhtar 22-1. City beat them 3-0 at their place with goals from both Silvers and Laporte. They've smashed six past Southampton at the weekend. Sterling grabbing a couple, Aguero scoring, David Silva scoring again, Sane wrapping it up as well as an own goal chucked in there. Shakhtar, on their travels in the Champions League, aren't very good at all. They have one win since August 2015. And that came against Feyenoord in October of 2017. They drew at Lyon, which isn't the worst result in the world, to be fair. 2-2 in the end. They lost at Roma, lost at Napoli back in 2017 as well. So not long ago, they played City at City. I think it was last September now.
Yeah,
and lost 2-0. You wouldn't be surprised if we saw something similar there, would we? With the Manchester derby on the horizon, that's obviously a massive game to both clubs, but City will really want that, you know, just to kind of hammer another nail in the coffin of Man United, if you like. Will they weaken down a bit here?
A little bit. They'll rotate a bit. We saw it in the
Cup. Yeah, there's no such thing as weakening down when it's City, is
there? They played Fulham in the Cup earlier last week now. And they just sort of bring in the likes of Phil Foden and Brahim Diaz, and
who are chomping at the bit to get in the team, aren't they? So.
I'm not sure which City. Well, I think they'll still play a strong side here because they're not qualified yet because they lost to Lyon in the first game.
True.
And they've done really well actually to get themselves back into a strong position now. I think that they will be winning this, but the price tells you that it's a really bad price actually because I think they do concede here.
Do you?
Yeah, now they've had defensively this season, if I'd have said to you at the start of the season, write down your City back four, I'd say the only one who's been consistently there has been Kyle Walker. I think you'd have probably said towards the back end of last season they were playing Otamendi and Kompany together,
yeah,
with Delph at left back. Mendy's come in and he's playing left back, although he's an absolute liability, but he's great going forward. But at centre back, John Stones has been superb, and yeah. so has Laporte. So I think that you won't see both of those. I think you will see Kompany playing. I think you will see yeah. a bit of rotation there. And I think that that could be their undoing, if you like, just mixing it up a little bit. I think Shakhtar will score, but I think Man City will score many, many more.
Well, if that's that's always a fantastic way in. I mean, I know it's still not a great price, 29-20 Man City to win and both teams to score, but damn sight better than 10s on.
Well, look, at the weekend, Man City stuck six past Southampton, but they did let one in.
Yeah,
it hasn't happened as often this season as it has done in recent seasons, but I think it will land here, and it's one of my strongest bets of the week.
And if they are, let's say they're two up in the first half, or you know, even early in the second half, they will, you know, they will have Sunday in their mind, the Manchester derby, and then that might be a chance for Shakhtar to kind of get back into it. Yeah, I like that.
You've also got a Shakhtar side who will quite happily drop down into the Europa League, so they've got something to play for, even if they do go behind here. In that their goal difference is currently the worst in the group, although of course it doesn't go on goal difference, does it? It goes on the head-to-head record initially. But look, they'll be looking to not disgrace themselves here, and I do think they score, but I think City will score three or four.
Bet boosts available, remember, on these games. So if you are putting a treble together or bigger, make sure you click on the bet boost button in your bet slip. Also, check out all the enhanced odds. We're recording this on Monday morning, so we haven't quite got them all through yet. But when you go to check out the odds on the day of the game, there'll be loads of enhanced odds around the various players to score, etc., etc. There's loads of great matches to come on Wednesday as well. Bayern Munich 1-14, but this the 1-14, 1-10. Jeez, Bayern Munich playing AEK Athens, and that's City against Shakhtar. Two of the shortest prices you'll see anywhere. Real Madrid also short priced, effectively around the 24-100.
I mean, falls on
these prices
in old money.
Yes, against Victoria Plzen away. So there's a few shorties if you do like an acca on Wednesday. Let's turn to the Europa League, shall we, where we have four British clubs in action. We'll start with Chelsea at 5.55 away at Bate Borisov in Belarus. Chelsea's price, 42-100, 2-5. 6-1 Bate Borisov, 15-4 the draw. Chelsea, a bit, you know, we were talking about the Premier League earlier in the podcast, and, you know, they're kind of going along quite nicely without making any waves at all, but you know they're right there. And you know, if you ask someone on the street who didn't really follow football that closely, but you know, watched enough of it, who's top? They go, yeah, City, I think. Who's second? Liverpool. They wouldn't even think Chelsea would have been one with them or scoring, you know, have a better goal difference than them. Chelsea sit top of this group by 6 points from Pauk. So this is, it's a one horse race, this, isn't it? I mean, Chelsea are home and hosed already. It's such a weak group. Do you think they'll go to Bate and Bate them?
Nice. I think they'll win nicely. I don't think they'll batter them, no. I think they'll keep a clean sheet, which is what they seem to do. Away from home so far this season, Chelsea kept a clean sheet at Huddersfield. They conceded against Newcastle, but that was the only time that Newcastle left their half in that game. They won at Pauk, as you've mentioned, that was a 1-0 win. They kept a clean sheet at West Ham. They conceded at Anfield in the League Cup, but then they've won 3-0 and 4-0 the last two away games in the Premier League at Southampton and Burnley. This is a side that can really defend. And they'll be playing the weakest side that they can from the players that are registered to play in this competition. But that still includes the likes of Gary Cahill, of Ruben Loftus-Cheek, who scored a hat-trick in this competition last time. Look, it's unoriginal, but at the same time, they're a decent enough price for an acca.
Yeah,
we've cited some other teams that are ludicrously short, and probably rightly so. And I think the... on this occasion, it's factored in that they will rotate and the price is okay. Yeah. So I think Chelsea win. I think they'll win to nil. I think it'll be low scoring. But no matter what side Chelsea put out, it should be good enough. You're still going to have the likes of Olivier Giroud probably up top.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll be risking Eden Hazard even as he comes back from injury. I think he'll see this as a game to miss out on. But I think it'll be straightforward for Chelsea, as it has been so far in the Europa League. Let's face it, on how they're performing in the Premier League, it's ridiculous that they're not in the Champions League.
Yeah, yeah.
But
They're a Champions League team, aren't they?
That's how it works, though.
Yeah. Let's move on to the first of the two Scottish teams in action. Again, 5:55 kickoff, Spartak Moscow versus Rangers. Spartak are 11-10, Rangers 12-5. The draw, 5-2. What record Steven Gerrard is amassing in the European competition. Unbeaten so far in his games. He hasn't won an away game with his team yet. They drew at Villarreal, great result. Drew at Ufa and drew at Maribor. They have drawn at home to Spartak Moscow in the first fixture between the two, beaten Rapid Vienna, beaten Ufa at home, and beaten Maribor. So it's been a kind of a tale of two halves. If you follow that logic through, though, the fact that they've beaten most of the teams and then gone away to draw in the away game, the fact that they drew at home to Spartak Moscow should mean that they lose this game. I don't think that's a bad price for the Russian team. 11 to odds against,
yeah,
at home to Rangers.
Yeah,
jeez.
And I just think as well, if Spartak Moscow do win this group is going to have, it's wide open anyway, but at the minute you've got Villarreal and Rangers on 5, Rapid Vienna on 3 and Spartak Moscow on 2. You put Spartak Moscow on the same points as Rangers, it's all to play for. Mm. I think it will be a home win. I'm not as crazy about the prices you are. I thought they could be bigger.
I thought it'd be odds on. I really did think that. I'm not saying they're the kings of Europe or anything, and they're not in brilliant form at home either, are they?
That's the issue in the past,
with Villarreal,
their home form has been pretty good, but recently domestically their home form has been absolutely awful. They've now lost the last 4 consecutive home league games in Russia. It would be a massive cause for concern, that. But I'm putting a home win up. I don't like the price, but I don't think Rangers will win. And I don't think it'll be a draw either. So there you go. Process of elimination. I just don't like... I'm against you on the price front.
Okay.
I'd want 11-8, 6-4, personally.
Jeez, you're a greedy whippersnapper.
Maybe wait until half time. There might be that price. Yeah. But I do think they will win.
Yeah. Yeah, you can sit tight on that and, watch it in play. If it's a tight game, then tight games don't generally run. They had a 3-3 with Villarreal.
Yes.
So, it's unlikely. But it was 0-0 in the game.
I think this one will be cagey, tight. So maybe unders on the goals if you are looking for.
Sit tight, watch it in play. You don't have to have a bet on it, do you?
No, you don't.
So if they score, think, that's that one. Put a line to that one.
Let's face it.
If it's still 0-0 at half time, then back Spartak Moscow.
Look how many other Europa League games there are.
Yes, there are quite a few.
If you don't like a game, just go, do you know what? I'm allowed to not have an opinion.
Absolutely. You've got Malmo versus Sarpsborg.
Home win. There you go.
You've got Ludogorets versus Larnaca.
Home win. Go on, give me another home win.
Let's go for Akisaspor versus Sevilla.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Let's have a look next at Arsenal versus Sporting. Arsenal are priced up at 32-100, 3-10, 130 on. 9-2 the draw, 15-2 for Sporting Lisbon. Again, another one of these teams who they just keep changing their names. See, people call them Sporting CP. Don't call them Sporting CP.
I've always called them Sporting Lisbon, and I got told off for that the other day.
Nah, it's just crazy, isn't it? Arsenal, another one of the English clubs who are doing very well, nicely in the Premier League. Home form has been really good. The draw against Liverpool was the first time they've dropped any points or not actually won at home since losing 2-0 to Man City. So in the Premier League, and I think that was the first Premier League game of the season. In the Europa League, they've put 4 past Vorskla. Did concede 2 as well, though. Away from home, their Europa League form has been good as well. They went to Sporting and grabbed a 1-0 win courtesy of that Danny Welbeck goal. What about Sporting going to the Emirates? They've nothing to write home about, really, are they? And the cliche is that Portuguese clubs are much better at home than they are on the road.
Which is true. I was surprised, actually, when I was looking through this. Sporting away from home this calendar year, which we're nearly at the end of now, they've conceded in every single away game.
Really?
Which even domestically is a surprise. And now, it's not really that telling in a game like this, because you'd expect Arsenal to score at least once anyway. But it could be something to take a look at later on, either when they're playing again in Portugal or later on in this competition. I think Arsenal will win this, though. They're quite well versed to playing in the Europa League now, aren't they? It happened last year. It's not that they've found their place. Definitely not, because they're too good for, well, this stage of it, certainly. Although Arsenal Sporting could feasibly be a Champions League game, and you wouldn't really be that surprised. Home win, But I think there'll be a few goals in this because Arsenal still defensively are leaving a little bit to be desired. But in other groups, you can look at a game like this and go, yeah, but Sporting won't want to lose. And, you know, well, the fact that Sporting have already beaten Karabag and Vorskla and probably will do so again means that I think this group's already done and dusted.
Right.
You've got Vorskla and Karabag playing for third place. So I think it'll be quite a nice game, actually, quite free-flowing. I think we'll see plenty of goals. Arsenal will win it, but Arsenal both teams, again, I think is a standout bet as far as I'm concerned.
Do you know what? You know, like in the old days when you look at a match and you look at the prices, obviously you look at 90 minutes, you'd automatically look at, you know, correct score. And the first thing I look at is match result and both teams to score now.
Yeah.
I don't even look at the outrights.
Yeah. It's
so, they're so attractive, aren't they?
As a punter, I still underuse, because even if I think it'll happen, I still play safe and go for the win full stop just in case. But on stats, it's a good bet.
It's just the thing for me is that you've got an odds-on price about Arsenal, which, you know, you might want to stick in an acca, but still,
I wouldn't suggest
still,
you do.
Still feels a bit skinny to me. 9-5 for the match result on both teams to score. You know, this isn't an Arsenal team who are watertight at the back, are they?
Well, not even their best 11, which this won't be.
No, it's interesting.
It's a cracking price. 9-5, is it?
I do like it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It landed against Vorskla as well, didn't it? Yeah. 4-2 against Vorskla. So it's
great.
Plus, if you've got a team who are winning, it takes you through to the end of the game as well, because all you need is a consolation game. As we were talking about, you know, City 6-0 up.
Yeah.
You know, anything a penalty gets, you know, or a fluke or whatever goes in, and you're laughing. Let's round this off with Celtic versus Leipzig. This is at 8:00, as is the Arsenal game. Celtic are priced up at 29-10. The draw is 13-5. Leipzig are 10-11. Interesting one, this one, isn't it? It's a pretty skinny price for the away team here. They're on 6 points. Celtic on 3. Salzburg lead the group on 9 points. So Celtic have to really get a result here. They've started to since losing to Leipzig. In Germany, they've started to kind of put the foot down on the pedal. They beat Hearts 3-0 away, Dundee 5-0 away. The Hearts game was in the League Cup, and then 5-0 at home to Hearts. So they're really something, you know, got them going all of a sudden, and they're starting to score some goals. Is it a little bit demeaning to have Leipzig 10-11 at Celtic? It seems a very short price there.
On the face of it, yeah, but they are the up-and-coming team, if you like, aren't they?
In the Bundesliga,
yeah, and you look at who they've lost to competitively this season. Lost 4-1 at Dortmund and lost at home to Salzburg in the Europa League in the Red Bull Derby. Celtic continue their assault on energy drinks in this game. We've got a Celtic side who are, as you said, in really, really good form coming into this and weren't disgraced when they played Leipzig away from home. They need something here because otherwise qualification is going to get away from them. It could be a famous night for them, but I just
feel
can't
like a famous night, does it?
No.
Not going to go down in the annals of Celtic history, is it?
It might do. In their recent history, potentially. I'm not crazy about that price either, though.
No, I can't have Leipzig odds on.
No. But again, I think you can find a bit of value in markets, including both teams to score. I think both teams will probably score in this one. I can see a few goals. I can see Celtic getting on the score sheet at least, which is half the battle, I suppose. But ultimately, just falling short. So, again, we're going to go for a few goals. I'll go with Leipzig and both teams to score. But again, not the most confident selection. I'm kind of hoping Celtic win. But if you ask me to put a bet on the match, it would have to be favouring the away side with a few goals.
Very good. Lots of games to bet on throughout Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Alex Dunn's previewed all the British teams in action. Is there one bet that absolutely stands out? You think, I'm going to have a bet on that, and you can't say your overs and the cards acca, because we know you're going to have your overs and the cards acca anyway.
That is worth a look.
Yeah.
If you're playing safe, Spurs and over 2.5, 8-11, if you're looking at a slightly bigger price. City and both teams to score 29-20, but also the Arsenal and both teams to score 9-5. Those three are maybe, if you want to play a tricksy, actually, of Spurs and both teams to score, City and both teams to score, and Arsenal and both teams to score across the week. There's worse ways of going at it anyway. But I think we'll see plenty of goals. This is the fourth game week, and this is the one where everybody cares. Sixth game week, you'll have teams that have already qualified or that can't qualify. this is the one where you'll see yellows, you'll see goals. I think it's going to be a feast of midweek football.
Well, I hope you're right. There are bet boosts to get hold of. There are enhanced odds, hashtag your odds as well. We haven't mentioned that, but if you want to get your own bet priced up, just tweet at William Hill with your bet. Put the hashtag your odds on it and the traders will do their best to price it up. Don't forget InPlay Radio taking you through all the Champions League action, and if you're watching betting TV, you'll see all the latest betting there as well, alongside the US racing and the Greyhounds. Alex, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Make sure you tune into The Punt at the weekend as well, when Dave Kellner will be back with Derek McGovern and friends to look forward to the Premier League weekend. If you're having a bet on anything this midweek, very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.